Weather conditions in the Midwest are expected to turn a little bit more stable as we go forward through the rest of this day and through the weekend, as we expect a cool air mass to come along next week that will keep us in a drier biased mode. It won't be absolutely dry, but we will see a more limited amount of precipitation relative to that which has occurred so far this week. We did see some additional rain and thunderstorms occur yesterday from northern Minnesota over to Michigan, and also from portions of Indiana and Ohio to the southeast. All of the precipitation that occurred was certainly welcome and was continuing to improve the moisture profile across the region after recent drying conditions, but there is still need for additional moisture, and we're going to continue to watch rather closely. Today's computer forecast models differ just a little bit about how much cool air will be around next week, and also differ on how much rain is going to fall in the southwestern Corn Belt. We believe that those areas in Kansas, Missouri, southeastern Nebraska, and southwestern Iowa probably not see a lot of moisture, even though there is a good chance for some more showers and thunderstorms popping up as we go into the late weekend, early part of next week, when the next round of cooling starts to occur. The precipitation, though, is expected to be more likely as we get into the latter part of next week, when the warmer air starts to come back northward again. Chance for showers and thunderstorms will evolve in the western Corn Belt on Thursday going into Friday, and the precipitation will work its way into the eastern Midwest, followed by yet another cool air mass coming southeastward out of Canada. So a good mix of weather will occur. I don't think we're going to see a lot of meaningful moisture, though, across a big part of our immediate listening area. The potential for us to stay dry or at least see an inadequate amount of rain is relatively high. Looks like the moisture totals that are going to occur across the area as we go forward through this next 7-day period are going to be quite disappointing in some locations in Illinois and Indiana, where we'll probably stay dry or at least receive less than a half inch of moisture over this first week of the outlook. That may also occur in some immediate neighboring areas of western Ohio. There will be chances for showers, though, in most other areas, and even in those areas I just mentioned, there's going to be a risk of some rainfall, but it's just not likely to have a great deal of impact or meaning for the region, and the need for additional moisture is going to continue running fairly high. The temperature bias is probably the other issue that's most important for the region. We do expect to see everybody be rather warm to hot here for a while coming up over this weekend. The temperatures are most likely going to peak out ahead of that cool air mass coming around on the early part of next week. So what that means for us is that we'll probably see the temperatures warming up over the next 2 or 3 days. Highest temperatures will end up being in the upper 90s to lower 100s in Kansas, Nebraska, parts of western Iowa, and portions of western Missouri, with middle and upper 90s likely in Illinois. And we'll probably see even temperatures in the upper 80s through the lower 90s in the lower eastern Midwest just before the cooler air arrives on Sunday going into Monday. But after that, temperatures will cool down across a big part of the Midwest, with highs in the early to middle part of next week confined to the 70s and 80s, with the exception of the southwestern Corn Belt, where 80s and lower 90s are expected to continue. We don't look for a big change in temperatures at the end of next week, but a warming trend will take place. We'll watch closely. There's probably a good chance we'll see some hotter weather occurring in the second weekend of the 2-week outlook in the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.